Let's create your avatar. Let's prepare the 2.0 version of you. As you already know, the most important part of manifestation is feeling it out, the emotions. How do you get into the zone where you constantly transmitting the right frequency, the right vibration to the universe? Working with clients as an energy therapist for more than a decade made me realize that people can follow the steps of how to work with the law of attraction, but they could be really very handicapped because of their past experiences, their upbringing, their beliefs, and they are in a place energetically which almost numbs them or petrifies them, literally making them unable to shift up to where they need to be to create what they want. I'd like to make another very important point here, and that is the feeling of shame or failure when people try to work with the law of attraction, maybe time and time again, and every time they kind of fail. They are not able to create what they want. And then they start judging themselves and thinking they are 40, they are not able to do what others do, and they give up on themselves. Because we are primarily a spirit, a soul, an energy being, we do have a very deep subconscious energetic patterns running in our system constantly. And they can lead back to childhood. They could be karmic patterns. They could be ancestral patterns. So that this is so much more complex and much, much deeper than just simply thinking whether you are worthy or not. So these people often manifest what they need to learn in life rather than what they want to enjoy, because they are still running these old patterns. So this is part of the work I do to connect people with their soul and help them to overcome these programmings. And this is why we are working on this avatar. So all you need is a pen and paper and to write down anything and everything that comes to you right now about you. How you see yourself in general? How do you see yourself in your friendship circle, in society, at work, in every way possible? And be honest, be authentic, write down exactly how you feel. And then you can turn it around and make it into how you would like to feel, who you would like to become. How would you imagine your life to be when you change these things in your life, when you turn the switches and you finally can feel free, happy, joyful, excited, rewarded, whatever you would like to feel. And that is going to build that picture of yourself which you are aiming to become. The other way of building your avatar is actually writing down who you would like to become. Some people find it more easy. And you can work it out by, like, do you have a dream? Do you know how you would like to live your life? Maybe you do, some people don't. But if you do, how would it feel like to live the life you want? How would you dress? How would you look like? How would you talk to people? What kind of car would you drive if you would have a car? Every single detail you need to fill out. Every single part of this story is important, because you are walking through a portal to the future. And you are connecting yourself to that future self and energetically, and that is how you are going to bring it into your life. So this is very important, may not be the easiest thing to do, but you can work on this day after day after day, always adding something or tweaking something about this picture and about you as the person you know you are and you can become, because you do have this sense in you already. You know that it is an option, this is a possibility, this is hidden within you. And there is another thought. We are all unique beings. However, if you have a certain goal that you would like to maybe change professions, jobs, or you would like to start your business, and there is one or more people who you look up to, you like their style, you like the way they are talking, or maybe they are exactly some in some aspects the person you would like to become, then you can use that as an inspiration to create your avatar.